The Forest Chase, pre-puzzle number 4. Crossing the ridge, the three of you follow the trail upward, grass giving way to loose rock. At one point, you slip, barely catching yourself with your water falcon stick. "Good thing you brought that," says Oliver, as he and Aaliyah help steady you. "Want to borrow it?" you ask. "Nah," he replies. "This way, if we meet a Yeti, you're the one fighting it." Laughing, the three of you continue up the mountain. Soon, though, the laughter peters out as you trudge onward. The summit appears no closer. How much farther, you wonder, as you spot patchy ice and snow on the rocky ground. Finally, you come to a wide ledge dusted in white flakes. A wooden hut is nestled against the mountainside, smoke curling from its chimney around a giant radio antenna. You all rush inside the hut. "Sonny! Nessa!" You find your missing friends huddled next to a cast iron stove. As everyone exchanges shouts of joy, you notice electrical equipment stacked around you, racks of blinking servers in locked cabinets. Aaliyah gasps. "This must be a server room," says Sonny. "Probably supports this whole Silver Quicken region." "It was unlocked," adds Nessa. "Someone's been using this place as a hideout." "And they're trying to break into the servers," says Sonny, pointing at a heavily scratched lock on one cabinet. "What's that?" Oliver asks, looking at a sheet of paper by the stove. "You tell us," says Nessa. "We've been trying to figure it out."